Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The right fielder, George Case. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock strikes out. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lake reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to third. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Peacock juggles the ball. That's an error on Peacock. Early moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Spence is chasing the ball. Doerr rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pretty. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lake strikes out. Early drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lake out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Early and he is safe. Fox steals second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Case reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrison throws the ball into Cronin who relays the ball to Doerr who tags Spence trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Case scores. One out. It's 2-1, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. D. Miles pinch hits for Yank Terry. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Riba now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty strikes out. 1 out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Early. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Early steals second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 3 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Lupien moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Case hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a pop-up towards the mound. Riba settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Lake reaches second base with a double. Peacock scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Carpenter now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-4 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Moore pinch hits for John Sullivan. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. George Myatt pinch hits for Lou Carpenter. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Riba covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.